May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 251. When Jesus, with his mighty love, visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I am completely blessed. 251.
Thank you. Our reading from the Holy Word of God this evening is taken from the 28th chapter in the Gospel as recorded by Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go, tell my brethren, they go into Galilee. There shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. When they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Lord, bless to us the reading of his word and help us in prayer. Almighty, gracious and holy Lord God, thou who art the sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all our times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Lord, we pray that this time of worship of thy great and holy majesty may be in thy hand for thy eternal glory, for our eternal good. Visit us this night and answer the prayer of our opening hymn. And Lord, show unto us thy hands, thy feet, thy side, and make known thy name, Emmanuel, God with us, unto us. We thank thee, Lord, for the mercies of this thy day, the mercy of the open word of God, the glorious gospel of God, thy mercy which has met the anger and the justice of God. We thank thee, Lord, for granting us each that health and strength to be found in thy cause. We pray now that thou wouldst grant thy blessed Spirit to come and to witness in our hearts and to preach Jesus Christ unto us, the friend of sinners. Pardon and forgive our many sins. Lord, they are innumerable, as the sand is on the seashore. May we prove thy grace, thy mercy, and that fountain opened for sin has almighty power to cleanse and to forgive us of all our sins. Our sins unnumbered as the sands, and like the mountains for their size, the seas of sovereign grace expand. The seas of sovereign grace arise. May they arise in our hearts this evening. May we know pardoning love and mercy, for Lord, we all stand in need of it. Do visit this congregation with thy blessing. Bless thy servants as they preach week by week in this pulpit. Bless the services of thy house here in this coming week. And may Christ be found within the doors. And may thy servants be helped at the prayer meeting and the preaching service. And may thy people be fed. May this be a watered garden, a green pasture, the very gate of heaven. Bless our friend in the desk and help him in the choice of the praises we sing. Bless our beloved brother, the deacon, in a far-off land, and grant that he may know thy help and thy blessing this day. And do bless them in their diaconate, and help them in the office that thou hast called them to. And bless each member of this church. Unite them together in love and union, and in the fear of the Lord. And do add unto their number those whom thou shalt eternally save. Grant thy blessing and presence and peace as we meet around thy table at thy command, to remember thy dying love this evening. Lord, do add to their number those whom thou hast begun that work of grace, those who are exercised, those who love thee, those who have that good hope through grace. Constrain them by thy love to follow thee in thy ways. Bless, we pray, each member of this congregation. Bless those who are unwell. Again, we commend to thee one in hospital. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt surround that young life with thy mercy, and do grant thy healing care and health and strength to be given. And do bless that family, and grant, Lord, that these things may turn out the furtherance of the gospel. Bless others, Lord, who are unwell. Some, Lord, have long been away from thy courts. Visit them, Lord, with thy salvation, and make them ready to meet with thee. And bless those who are here. Bless those who are in employment, and help them, Lord, to serve thee where thou hast called them to be. Bless parents and help them to bring up children in thy fear. Bless those who are elderly, nearing the end of life's journey. And bless those who are at the beginning of life's journey. Lord, each stage of life has its varied concerns, its needs, its cares, its burdens. But do supply the needs of this people, from the youngest until the eldest. Bless them in their relationships. Bless them in their families. Above all, bless them in their souls. And grant, Lord, that this may be a living congregation. In that great day of judgment, a united, complete congregation at thy right hand. Bless thy church in our land and throughout the whole world, and grant that this day may be a day of blessing, a day when thou dost visit thy vine and gather of thy tender grapes. Open the eyes of our rulers, and turn us back to thee, and cause them to know that the Most High God reigneth in this land. May we live, Lord, to see days of revival, days when thy word is honoured, obeyed, days when thy name is worshipped by all the inhabitants, days when thy day is honoured as a day of rest and a day of worship, days when thy name is honoured instead of blasphemed, where thy word is loved instead of scorned. Lord, do put forth thy spirit in this land, and grant in each of our hearts that true repentance, that true godly fear, to walk with thee. Be with any, Lord, who this evening feel to need thee to carry them in thy bosom, who have no strength of their own, who have no faith, who have come to a dead halt. Lord, draw near unto them and grant them to know that thou wilt never leave them nor forsake them. Do stand by and with us now as we turn to thy word. Grant the preaching tongue and the hearing ear. We ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 674. How sinners vaunt of power, a ruined soul to save, and count the fulsome store of worth they seem to have, and by such visionary props build up and bolster sandy hopes. 674.
Seeking the Lord's help, we turn this evening to the Gospel as recorded by Matthew, chapter 28, and the closing words in the chapter. Matthew 28, the last few words in that chapter. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. These are the words of the risen Saviour, spoken at one of his appearances to his disciples before he returned to the right hand of the Father in heaven. Here is the commission to his disciples and to all the servants of God down to the end of time to go and to teach, baptize, and preach. And they go forth not alone, but with this promise. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. You find the disciples of our Lord where Jesus has appointed them, a mountain in Galilee. In obedience to his word, they had gone to this mountain with this expectation that Jesus would come and meet with them. Have you ever come to the Lord's house like that? That assurance, that expectation that the Lord was going to meet with you. And have you been, as you've come into the Lord's house, Satan has come in with you, like he did with these disciples. Their doubts as to whether it really was the Lord Jesus speaking. How often have you had those same doubts? But child of God, it was the Lord speaking. It was the Lord speaking here, and it was the Lord who spoke to you. And he still has that power to come right where you are, even though you may be a doubting, fearing, trembling one this evening. And he can still, with a word, that stormy doubt that you cannot still yourself, he can give you peace and quiet and rest. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power, not a part of power, not the majority of it, but all power. The Lord Jesus is in perfect control of the events that happen in the world, in every generation of time. The Lord Jesus is in perfect control in the events that are happening in your life. He has power to influence and to restrain. He has power to deliver. He has power to bless. Cease thy fears then, weak believer. Jesus Christ is still the same. He is able to deliver. Saviour is his precious name. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And because all power is given unto him, he then gives his disciples this commission, go ye therefore. Not because power is in you, not because eloquence is in you, not because authority is in you, but because it is vested in me, all power, go ye therefore, and teach all nations. And from Jerusalem onwards, these disciples, possessors of that power given unto them from God, went forth to teach the glorious gospel of the blessed God. And with what power and success did that preaching attend the word and has done ever since. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. This, of course, is a word in its deepest sense for the Lord's ministers. Go ye therefore, dependent upon my power, feeling your weakness, feeling your insufficiency, feeling your smallness, go resting on my almighty power and strength. And lo, I will be with you. Lo, I am with you. Always. But in another sense, this word is true of all the Lord's disciples, whether they are called to minister or not. Friends, may this week, and in the weeks to come, we be enabled to go forth and to teach by our words and by our example those who we live with, those who we work with, those who we go to school with, by what we say, by what we don't say, by what we do, by what we don't do, by our spirit, what it is to be a Christian. And beloved friends, we can only do that if we are given this power from above. Remember, all power is given unto me. It is not in you and it is not in me to be able to set an example rightly to others in and of ourselves. We need this power given us from on high. But nevertheless, day by day, we should seek it. Seek to honour the Lord by being obedient to him, by following him, by following his example. Meek and humble, patient and diligent, always telling the truth, always putting the things of God first. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This word, I am with you always. In the original, can be interpreted, I am with you all the days, or I am with you all the years. And that's a precious thing for a believer to be able to plead, because there are many varied days, and there are many varied years in the life of a believer. Some days are dark and troubled. Some days are bright with the sunshine. But we have here this promise from the lips of the Saviour himself. I am with you all the days. All of them. With the Lord's help, we'll try and consider some of these days this evening. Of course, this was to be an encouragement to these disciples with the unknown way, with a hostile environment to face. They knew perfectly well that the rulers would not appreciate or tolerate the preaching of Jesus Christ. They knew that they would do all they could to frustrate and to exterminate this preaching. They knew that there would be days of difficulty ahead, days of persecution, days when they would perhaps have to face prison, judgment, beating, and yes, death. Godly historians believe that the Apostle John was the only one of these 11 disciples that did not eventually meet a martyr's death. And he, as we know, was banished to Patmos to work in the salt mines in his old age. They were going to need this word. And child of God, you're going to need this word too. The Lord Jesus does not waste his words. He doesn't give a promise for nothing. If he gives you a promise, you're going to need it. Every clause of it. And lo, I am with you always. Let us not forget these first two words, and lo. It means, and look. And behold, this isn't a carnal look. This is the look of the eye of faith. When the outlook is dark. And scenes are discouraging. When men are opposing you. When you have much greater troubles within, look up by faith and see this one, child of God, the one who has all power invested in him, the one who has all power now with you. This is a prayerful look, a desire. You can plead this promise that the Lord might say it to you and prove it to you by granting you his presence. This is a look of humble dependence and assurance and trust in the Lord. Look up. Don't look down. Don't look within. Don't look at those waves that are coming, threatening your boat. Look up. It's the see Jesus on the throne, smiling with his eye of love and mercy upon you. And lo, I am with you always. I am the word of power and authority. I am the name by which the Lord God revealed himself in the Old Testament to Moses. The ever-present God, the ever-reigning God, the ever-powerful God. Child of God, poor trembling sinner this evening, seeking the mercy of God. You are going to prove the name of God to be I am. The triune God. And as he was with Moses, so will he be with you. He will deliver you from all your trials. He will preserve you in your pilgrim journey. He will teach you his way, and he will at last bring you to be with him in glory above. I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Of course, the answer is no. Child of God, he's going to prove that to you. And how is he going to prove it? Because he's going to bring you into those places where there will be things that are too hard for you. And then he's going to bring you through them. And he's going to teach you that there is nothing too hard for him. Lo, I am with you. With you. Not against you. Not even in those days of darkness, those days of trouble, those days when you come to a complete halt, halt and stand. Although you cannot feel him with you, he is there. Just as the sun shines just as brightly, just as powerfully, above that dark cloud that comes between the sun and the earth, and you can't see it, but you know the sun's there. So, poor trembling one this evening, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, shines just as powerfully, as brightly, as purely. Though you cannot see it this evening because of the dark clouds that have come between him and you. But I am with you, not absent from you, not against you. I am with you. Beloved friends, we either have the almighty power of Almighty God with us, or the almighty power of Almighty God against us. We either have Almighty God present with us or absent from us. Which is it? You cannot expect to prove in eternity to come this word, I am with you always, if you do not first prove it on earth. This is a word for the sheep of Christ alone. Part of the pasture that he finds for his sheep that he was singing of just now. But let it be a solemn exercise in each of our hearts to know for ourselves the truth of this word, lo, I am with you. Because if he is with us, there will be fruit. I am with you. As a father. I am with you as a saviour. I am with you as a guide, comforter, and teacher. As a wise and a loving father. Who by my Holy Spirit teaches. Teaches you to be sick of sin. Teaches you to be sick of self. Teaches you to no longer have an appetite for the worldly pleasures, lusts, entertainment and company of the ungodly. Teaches you to love what once you hated. To read what once you never read. The Word of God. Teaches you to cry unto God for mercy. Teaches you what it is to be a sinner. It's one thing, friends, to acknowledge with our heads that we are sinners. It's another thing to really feel it in the heart. To really know before God that we are guilty of rebellion against him. That we have wronged a holy, kind, and just God who hates all sin, who will bring all our sins to account, who will deal with all our sins with the utmost severity they deserve. To be brought to that position where we are inexcusable before him, we have not one excuse to explain our behaviour. I am with you in the day of conviction of sin. Because I have opened your eyes to show you what it is to be a sinner. I have opened your eyes to realize that there is no salvation in yourself. I have brought you to realize that if you go on in that way of sin, the end will be eternal death in hell. I am with you. In that day when you cry for God, to God, truly for mercy. That's all your religion this evening, mercy. It's a good religion to have. God will have mercy upon you. And God will save you from your fears and your sins, your doubts, your distresses, your confusion. I am with you always. No matter how dark that day might be, sun of the dark days of conviction, some are shaken over hell itself, some are more gently led. But the point is that the Holy Ghost will bring each and every one of his children to this point. I'm nothing, but Jesus Christ is everything. He will bring you to center your affections, your hope upon him, the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the lost. Lo, I am with you always. I am with you in those days of peace, those days of pardon, those days when you can say with assurance, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And you feel him living in your heart and abiding with you. Those days when you can rest in his fear nots. Those days when you can sing with confidence those hymns of assurance of that matchless grace that made these treasures yours. I am with you, child of God, to show you my love. The love of the Father in choosing you. The love of the Son who came down from heaven to save and to redeem you. The love of the Holy Ghost who reveals these things to your heart. And lo, I am with you all the way. They're precious days, aren't they? Rare days, but they're precious. And to you, left, which believe, he is precious, and you, he's precious to you because you're precious to him. He is precious to you because he loves you with an everlasting love. And it is that love that makes you very dear and very precious to him. And that spirit that teaches you that he is very precious and dear to you. Teaches you to walk in that hymn you just sang to open our worship. I love the Lord with heart and voice. His people and his ways, and everything that's dear to him, to me is also dear. Have you ever walked that way? That everything that the Lord loves, you love. Everything that is precious to the Lord, is precious to you. Everything that the Lord hates, you hate. Why? Because you have been given that same Holy Spirit. He has given you by grace the Holy Ghost to be your teacher, your comforter. Else you would never find him or his ways dear. and precious. Lo, I am with you alway. It is well when they can sing, as sinners bought with blood, and 'tis as well in God's account when they the furnace prove. His love is the same, child of God, who looked back to those days of when you could sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. He's the same today as what he was then. We change. Times change. Our lives change. But here we have an unchanging truth. An unchangeable truth. He can never change. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Those days, and by faith you're taken to Calvary's cross to see the Lord of life suffer and die for you. On the wings of faith uprising, Jesus crucified I see, while his love my soul surprising cries, I suffered all for thee. And I speak this evening to that one who he said that perhaps many years ago. And you've waited ever since for the Lord to speak again. But what more can he say than what he has already said? If he has said to you, I have suffered all for thee, you have all you need for eternity. You have all you need for time. And be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Be thankful for what you have. Because what he said to you, he doesn't say to everyone. If he has suffered for you, he has forgiven you. If he has suffered for you, he's died for you. If he suffered for you, you must surely be one day with him in heaven above. Lo, I am with you always. You have a precious promise. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. What a faithful God we have, who promises at all times, in all situations, be present, never to desert. Sometimes we get into these end of the world places, those places where you come to a complete halt, those places where you feel to be out of your depth. Those places where you are staggered by your own sin or by the opposition without, by the attacks of Satan. But no, I am with you. Simon Peter proved that in the sieve of Satan, didn't he? What a depth that man must have sank to when the Lord looked upon him in that judgment hall. As he denied with oaths and curses that he knew his Lord and Master, having promised beforehand that he would remain faithful and abide and stand by his Lord even unto death. That look was a look that broke Peter's heart. It was a look of reproach. It was a look of sorrow. But friends, it was also a look of love. It was not a look of anger. Had it been a look of anger, Peter would have gone out and hung himself like Judas. It was a look of love. That's what broke Peter. He had added greatly to the sufferings of his Lord. His Lord was being broken in his heart over the sorrows of his pathway, the sins of his people were hanging heavy upon him. Those around him were treating him scornfully and unkindly, mocking, ridiculing. And one of his own disciples deserted him, said, "I know not the man." And yet our Lord didn't desert Peter in that hour of trial. He turns and looks upon Peter with love, covenant love. "Peter, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." Peter goes out and weeps those tears of repentance. "Lo, I am with you always." Have you ever known such a look like that, which has convicted you of your sin, but has also assured you of the love of your Saviour, that it remains unchanged, undimmed? He loves you just the same as he did before you committed such an act. Who can comprehend the love of the Lord Jesus Christ? "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." I am with you in that day of temptation, to sustain, to keep. He is able to keep you from falling. That word "keep" in the original means garrisoned. In other words, surrounded with the power and the love of God. And that power surrounding you will keep you on your knees, will keep you humble, will keep you dependent, will keep you prayerful, will keep you in that place where you find Jesus most precious. All because of this promise, "Lo, I am with you always." I am with you when you deserve it least, when you are the most far off, when you are in the worst of spirits, when you've fallen into sin. The Father sought his sheep. The father sought his child, the shepherd sought his sheep. He followed him. Can you say he followed me? Or deserts vast, or hills waste and wild. He found me nigh to death, famished and faint and lone. He drew me with the bands of love, he saved the wandering one. Surely that wandering sheep should love him the most, because it owes him the most. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I am with you when you come into such a place that you do not know what to do. You need direction. Remember that. Remember this word. When you come into such a place, you may come into it this coming week. To such a place where you do not know what to do. Then at such a time, look up. Plead this word and ask God to give you the wisdom to know what to do. The wisdom to walk in his fear, the wisdom to handle the matter for his honor and glory. The wisdom to do what is right. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. He promises to be with you in that day when you venture to tell his church what he's done for you. And the Holy Ghost will be your remembrancer as he brings back to your memory what he has said unto you and gives you those words to tell. And his church will find it a precious tale. And because he is with you, he'll also be with them. He will prepare you to speak and to tell what the Lord has done for you. He'll prepare them to prayerfully listen and receive you and give you that loving welcome into the church. He'll be with you in that day when you follow the Lord's command in the previous verse, baptized in his name, that name of that one you have come to love as your Father, as your Saviour, as your Comforter. Do you follow his example? He'll be with you in that day when you venture to come to the Lord's table and to remember his dying love, of when he suffered so much for you. And may you by faith this evening tarry no more, leaning upon your beloved. May you be enabled to venture forth in that way, following his steps, following his example. And as you follow in it, you will prove, lo, I am with you in it. These disciples had to go into this mountain apart before they saw him. He could have appointed them to stay where they were and for him to come to them. But on this occasion, they had to go into this mountain, the path appointed, and there he came, and there he blessed them. And so he's appointed the same for you. He's not going to bless you where you sat. You've got to go. And as you venture by faith, then you'll prove, I am with you. May the Lord help you to follow him then in that way. And then also he will be with you all the days as you venture forth in that profession of faith, carrying you in his love, in his covenant, in his mercy, till you reach the end of the way. Plainly hear his footsteps tracing, then follow him without delay. Gladly his command embracing, lo, your captain leads the way. View that rite of understanding, Jesus' grave before you lies. Be interred at his commanding after his example rise. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Even unto the end of the world. This has a threefold meaning. We've already spoken of those days when you come to the end of the world in your feelings, when you need an almighty power to deliver you. There you'll prove your God to be there at the end of the world. In whatever varied circumstance you may be in. But literally, I am with you always. When you come down to die, the end of this world's experience in your life, the end of the journey of life, to step into eternity, to step into the all-powerful presence of this holy God. Child of God, you need not fear. This promise will go before you. This promise will surround you. And this promise will carry you safely through that hour, that article, that day of days, the day of your death. Lo, I am with you, look up. And see your smiling Jesus standing to receive you into glory, safe home at last. To deliver you from all fear. To grant you his heavenly peace and that eternally. To grant you to know that fullness of joy at the right hand of the Father forevermore. So the joy of heaven, is it not? The presence of God. And heaven would not be heaven without the presence of God. Child of God, you have no need to fear death, because Jesus Christ has defeated death on your behalf. You've no need to fear Satan, because he's a chained foe. First time we read of Satan, we find him in the Garden of Eden, tempting Adam and Eve. The last time we read of Satan in the book of the Revelation, he is chained and cast defeated into the bottomless pit where he can do no more harm. Child of God, for you, he is already chained. In this sense, he cannot drag you into hell with him. He hasn't got the power to do that. He has the power to cause you to tremble. He has the power to cause you that unbelief. He has that power to make you sin. But he does not have the power to cast one soul into hell. The keys of hell and of death are given to Jesus Christ, not to the devil. And if he is promised to be with you, if he's been promised to be for you, you have no need to fear death. Death's a blessing. to those who in Jesus trust, that last enemy has already been destroyed. So, believer, you can look with humble confidence, prayerful confidence, to the end of the journey, resting on this promise. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. May you be granted that help in that day to look up. So if ever you'll need to look up, it will be then. And he will be with you. He who has helped you thus far, do you think he'll forsake you now? Cannot be. He cannot forsake one of his sheep, and he most certainly will not forsake them when they need him most, which is the hour of death. The winds and the waves shall obey his will. He will say, "Peace, be still." You will not drown. You will not go to the bottom. You'll be safely landed in glory above. Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. And then, literally, the end of the world, that last day, when our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ returns in power and great glory as the King Almighty, to sit on that great holy throne of judgment and to call before him each and every one of us, to give an account, child of God, those who have faith in Jesus Christ, those who have been taught to love him, to follow him and to obey him. In that day, as he sits upon that throne, he'll be with you in love, in mercy, in compassion, in grace. He'll say unto you, "Yea, I've loved thee." He'll say unto thee, "Come in, thou blessed of the Lord. Wherefore standest thou without?" He'll remind you that he's come to take you home to glory. He's come to own before the whole world, the universe, saint and sinner, holy angels and fallen angels, that in spite of what the devil said, you're his eternally. He's come to take you home to glory and to defeat his enemies and yours, for you to share in that victory that he has gained. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And he crowns this word, amen. And all the promises of God are sealed with this amen. And the devil cannot reverse it. What does it mean? Friends, when we say amen, it is a prayer, "Lord, let it be so." But when God says amen, as he does here and as he does in every promise that he gives, it means it shall be so. It is the seal of his faithfulness. It is the seal of his covenant. It is the seal of his love. Rest, doubting saint, then assured of this. For God has pledged his holiness, and there is safety resting on those covenant arms. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I am with you all day, all the days, all the years. No matter what may come, then I will be with you to all eternity to show unto you my love, my mercy, my grace. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Last Lord's Day amounted to £635, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Chapman. Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jempson next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 751. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives, the Lord enthroned on high. He lives triumphant o'er the grave. He lives eternally to save. 751.
Give us that living faith to look up and to see that thou art with us. Lord, do be with us each. Forsake us not, leave us not to perish in sin. but draw near with the bands of love, and grant unto each of us that work of grace within. Do grant now thy help as we venture, and thy gracious command to thy table. Meet with us there, Lord. Be with any, Lord, who depart, dismiss them with thy blessing. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us forever. Amen.